The troubled agency in charge of helping low-income residents with housing in Indianapolis has a new leader. Yvonne DeBean was named CEO for the Indianapolis Housing Agency after a federal takeover last year. WFYI's Aubriana Heron sat down with Bean to talk about her top priorities as the agency continues to struggle with numerous housing issues.
What is the number one thing that you want to address as the new leader of IHA?
The number one thing is certainly to rebuild public trust, and that's going to take a number of different things for that to happen. One thing that we're working on right now is deploying new computer systems. We had old antiquated systems previously, and now we have new laptop devices that are being deployed as we speak this week and also next week. So we're really excited about that. It's really hard to do a job when you don't have the necessary tools to be able to do it. So that's a major accomplishment, and that's through the partnership with HUD in the city. So that's definitely a number one priority. Other priorities, making sure certain our residents know that we're here to help and that we're committed to providing quality, affordable housing for them. I always say we are housers first, and so that means making certain that people have a place that they can, in fact, call home. And so we're doing that, and we're going to continue doing that. Certainly, we have some challenges, and, you know, the road is bumpy ahead, but we're all committed to doing the work to get us where we need to be.
How do you think your background will help you, you know, move the organization forward?
So I've been in the industry for 25 years this year, and I've had the pleasure of working with housing authorities across the country, but particularly agencies that have been troubled or in HUD receivership, as is IHA at present. And I have a demonstrated track record of turning those organizations around. So I know that I have what it takes to be able to work with the community, work with the team here, to be able to make IHA an organization that we can all be proud of.
How are you guys planning to move forward with vacancies in general?
Our number one priority is to house families. Again, that is what we do. Yes, there are reports that we have a high vacancy rate, but I do want to point out that some of the communities that we're actually managing now, we haven't always managed. We had a private management company that was managing those properties. And so we know that there are some vacancies that exist at those properties versus our public housing communities. Our occupancy is high for our public housing communities, those we manage directly. The ones we didn't manage, we know that there are some vacancies, and we're in the process now of getting out, knocking on doors, making certain that we identify all of the vacancies. So I can't give you a specific number because we weren't managing those properties previously, but now that we are certainly on top of it.
Then my final question for you today, what is something that you would like to tell current voucher holders who have been struggling with IHA in the past? What is something that you would like for them to know?
So what I would say to those current voucher holders who have been struggling, as you just described it, in the past, I understand your frustration. That's what I would say. I understand your frustration, and I want you to know we are committed to doing what needs to be done to get it right. I ask that you please be patient with us. Deploying new computer systems is one immediate response and a demonstration of our commitment to making certain that we have what we need so that we can address your concerns timely. But it's a process. So I want you to know, we know you're frustrated. We want you to know that you want an answer immediately, and we want to give you an answer immediately. But it's just going to take a little bit of time, and we just ask that you please just continue to be patient with us.
All right. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Okay, you're welcome.